The winners of this year's Latin Grammys will be announced tomorrow night, and there's a good chance that afterwards even more people will know about Rosalía. The artist goes by just her first name. She's 25, from Spain, and nominated for 5 awards, including Record of the Year. Rosalía just released her 2nd album, one that mixes flamenco with R&B and electronica. Lucia Benavides has this look at the artist who critics say is bringing flamenco to a broader audience.
Around 11,000 people attended Rosalía's album release show in Madrid this Halloween. The Catalan singer, dressed in a leotard version of the traditional flamenco garb, performed her entire new album to a crowd that sang along. Rosalía has been on the map since the release of her first album last year. Those songs are a more stripped-down version of flamenco, mostly just her voice, a Spanish guitar, and hand clapping. But as she told Latino USA, this 2nd album is different.
Because the first one was more classic, was more respecting the guitar and the voice. But in this one, it has a tradition, and the foundation is flamenco, the inspiration is very flamenco, but I did a lot of composing work.
This is closer to what Rosalía is really about, says flamenco guitarist Bernat Jiménez.
In the sense that it's not only flamenco, but it's going much beyond. I think it's a much more eclectic product.
Jiménez compares her to a Spanish Beyoncé, saying it's her image and personality that really make her stand out. And like Beyoncé, the release of her new album El Mal Querer, roughly translated as The Bad Love, was preceded by a very deliberate marketing campaign on social media. Each song on the album is a separate chapter based on a 13th century manuscript about a love gone wrong, much like the chapters in Beyoncé's visual album, Lemonade. Rosalía says her idea for the album came when she was a student at the Catalunya College of Music in Barcelona. There, she worked under José Miguel Vizcaya, known in the flamenco world as El Chiqui, training in the style of traditional singing known as cante flamenco. Vizcaya says she's also schooled in pop.
It's about having the same kind of training in the two genres that she mixes in her music, and doing it with knowledge of both.
Yet Rosalía didn't grow up listening to flamenco in her small Catalan town, and her interpretation of the music has upset some in the industry, says guitarist Bernat Jiménez. She's breaking rules that are considered an essential part of the flamenco tradition. She's also been accused of appropriating music that others say belong to the Romani people, who have historically been marginalized in Spain. Jiménez disagrees.
First of all, we should not consider flamenco as only a gypsy music or belonging to gypsies. It's a mixture of different cultures and musical traditions that met.
Rosalía says she wants to push those traditions forward.
I feel like the music I'm doing is very experimental and very radical.
Yet Jiménez says that, by its very nature, flamenco is constantly evolving.
It's like we left different seeds underground from different species, and we just put some water every year, and suddenly some different tree, something new is growing up from this. But it's a very slow process.
Flamenco has arguably been the soundtrack of the exported image of Spain. Yet the flamenco Rosalía has created offers a modern view of where the country and its music are headed. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Benavides in Barcelona.